I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With a new year come new wrinkles to the state's fishing regulations. We'll highlight some of those changes for 2007 when we come back.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
The 2007 fishing regulations have been published and are now available, according to DNR Warm Water Fisheries Chief Brett Preston.
The 2007 regulations are available to the public at license agents and our offices across the state.
Now, there are several changes that have been made following the process of input from the public and approval of the Natural Resources Commission last year. Preston says among the biggest changes will be noticed by cat fishermen.
For blue catfish, that's a species of fish that's native to West Virginia, and for a while, I've had a restoration project going on the Ohio River, and we've expanded that to the Kanawha River as well. And we had a regulation for a 24-inch minimum size limit and two fish daily creel limit for the Ohio River, and we wanted to expand that statewide for future restoration efforts for blue catfish in the state. So that is a statewide regulation, 24-inch minimum size and two fish daily limit. As we get the species, work on getting it restored.
The new regulations are also in place aimed at protecting some native strains of walleye in West Virginia.
We also have an 18-inch minimum size limit and two fish daily creel limit for walleye on the Cheat, Kanawha, and New Rivers. Now that's in addition to regulation already in existence on the Ohio River.
Now, there's some other site-specific regulations added in 2007.
There is a 15-fish daily creel limit for yellow perch on Cheat Lake, effective in 2007. That's a place where we've been seeing a lot of bigger yellow perch show up in our samples and from angler reports, and we thought it would be pretty important to get a jump on that. Yellow perch populations have a tendency to fluctuate pretty good, and we wanted an opportunity to get a daily creel limit on yellow perch to maintain that fishery. In addition, there was a regulation, a 12 to 16 inch slot limit for black bass on South Mill Creek Lake.
And the final change is at Beach Fork.
We also added Beach Fork to a four fish daily creel limit and eight fish possession limit to 15-inch or larger hybrid striped bass on Beach Fork Lake.
Again, those regulations are now available at all DNR offices. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.